Brothers Sean and Michael Cavallo are Manic Drive, and they're back with a brand new song called Thank God I'm Alive. They're with us right now. Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, guys, this new song, Thank God I'm Alive, I mean, it comes from a very deep place. You and your families have been through so much so far in 2020. Tell us what's been going on.
Yeah, man. Well, 2020 has been a little bit crazy. I think we all have that in common right now. But earlier this year, we lost our mother. She passed. And then 6 months later, I had a son. So I'm a brand new dad. And this song kind of brings you through the volatility of kind of what we went through and also the pandemic. But just kind of the environment we were in and how to find peace with that, you know? So we want to share that.
Well, when you're going through things like this, in addition to everything else that's going on in the world, you know, someone dear to you, their life coming to an end, but also celebrating the birth of a brand new life, as a band, as songwriters, writing this song and putting your emotions down, does this help you through that, help you through the grieving process?
Man, when everything was going on, I used music just to express myself. So this wasn't any, you know, sort of plot. It was just kind of me expressing my heart, which turned into a Manic Drive song eventually when I shared it with the guys. We like to go down to the basics of the meaning behind music, and that's just, it's an art, it's an expression, and this is literally how we're feeling while going through that grieving process. It was very, very fresh in our hearts, and through it, we were just songwriting.
Sean, on your website, you have a quote where you say that when all this was going on, you were angry at the world. And how do you handle that anger, and how do you trust God through all of that?
Yeah, so the quote is, I learned how to stop being angry at the world and learned how to make peace with heaven. The whole thing is, it just felt like everything, through the process, you're just kind of like asking why, and you're getting upset and you're thinking how life is unfair. And then all of a sudden, it just felt like my whole world just came to a complete halt. You know, my career, obviously, my family life and expecting a new child, everything kind of just came to that pivot point where it just all stops. I was just looking at the world in a whole new perspective at that point. I think I was able to hit pause, step back and look at it and just see how beautiful it was. And in that process, I was also songwriting this song. So it's kind of crazy how I was going through that realization as I was writing.
Michael, with this song, do you think that through it, through the emotions of it, the lyrics, that it'll help people who are going through something like this or maybe have gone through it and are feeling those emotions along with you? Because, of course, it's helped you through it.
Yeah, I think for Sean and I, it helped us breathe a little bit throughout 2020. And, you know, hopefully with this song, we weren't trying to make it, yes, it was personal, but we wanted to make it relational too, with other people that might be experiencing similar sort of obstacles. And again, this year alone has been really, really hard for so many people. So we really wanted to connect. But among the dark, you know, chapter where there was joy and light, you know, with my nephew and Sean's baby boy, you know, it's good to focus your energy towards that, you know, and find peace in those little experiences, the little treasures in life, which has been, you know, helping us and a blessing for 2020.
Now, is this your first-time uncle?
Second time, actually. Two boys, yeah.
Okay. Are you the fun uncle?
Yeah, I'm like the Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Aha!
I'm the fun guy. Actually, a little bit of Uncle Joey, too, because I'm a bit of a goof. So, yeah, and it's, you know, I'm a guy who's always dressing up like pirates or ninjas or monsters and chasing and stuff and whatever.
That's without the kids. That's just Michael and I hanging out.
That's a Tuesday afternoon.
Follow Manic Drive, Facebook, Twitter, wherever they happen to be. They're all over the place. Brand new single is called Thank God I'm Alive, and look for a brand new project coming out in November. The guys from Manic Drive have been our guests, Sean and Michael Cavallo. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.